If you are looking for even more help and guidance on your breakup, I have a few different options for you to take your healing to the next level. I have 4 different online courses depending on what stage of the breakup that you're in, from beginning all the way into moving on after heartbreak. Or you can bundle all of my courses together and use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle. I also have my 30-day no contact challenge to help hold you accountable in going no contact with your ex. And we have our free Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with other people going through breakups all over the world. To learn more about any of these resources, head to the show notes where you can learn more about my courses, take the quiz to figure out which course is best for you, or join the Facebook group. And don't forget to use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle. Did you know that 9 out of 10 women lack dominance of L. crispatus, which is why many endure ongoing vaginal discomfort? That's why one of my absolute favorite supplement companies, Seed, created VS01 Vaginal Symbiotic to restore a healthy vaginal microbiome and sustain regulated pH levels. After using VS01 for just a couple months, I've noticed a difference. Other products out there often target only symptoms in ways that further disturb the microbiome, which is so important, just like your gut microbiome. VS01 marks a new era in vaginal care with a sustainable approach to address the root cause of imbalances. This is an ongoing system that maximizes efficacy with minimal impact on your day-to-day life. Shift from harsh reactive treatments to proactive sustainable care with VS01 from Seed. Go to seed.com/heartbreak and use code 25heartbreak to get 25% off. That's 25% off VS01 at seed.com/heartbreak, code 25heartbreak. Welcome to the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast with your host, Breakup Bestie, aka me, Kendra. Breakups are hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Each week, I will be taking you through a different topic as it relates to breaking up, healing from heartbreak, growing in your single life, dating, and getting back into happier and healthier relationships. The goal of this show is to provide support, hope, tips, and to remind you that above all, this too shall pass. Welcome back to another episode of the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast. Today I have a bit of a combination episode for you. This is, I guess I would call a combination listener expert episode. Today I'm talking to Michelle Demarie. She is known on Instagram as Miss Diamond Ring. And I love this because her passion for this topic really comes through in our conversation. But Michelle was married for a long time. She had kids, went through a divorce, became a single mom. And she's such a good example of what it looks like to really take control of your healing and take control of your healing experience. She talks through how she went through the divorce, how she starting her business, she now has a very successful jewelry concierge business, how she went through that, how she navigated dating in her 40s, how she navigated dating as a single mom. She is remarried very happily. And this is a very inspiring story. And if you're someone who either feels like you're putting in the work and it's not worth it, or you're scared if it's going to be worth it, or if you're someone who's just feeling really stuck and kind of not jumping into action, this is a great episode for you to be reinvigorated in that way. Welcome, Michelle, to the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast. Really excited to chat with you and hear about your story.
Thank you, Kendra. I'm so excited to be here to chat with you.
So let's, I guess, start, what, like 10 years ago to kind of where, I guess, the story we're talking about starts. But can you just touch on a little bit about, like, how long ago the divorce was, maybe how young your daughter was when it happened, just kind of general cliff notes of what went down?
Yes. So Charlotte was around, well, the writing was on the wall much longer than, a lot longer than the divorce. So the divorce was 6 years ago when Charlotte was around 5 years old. But the years kind of leading up to that were separation and all of that. So yeah, I feel like 10 years ago is when I started my business, and the business was started. The inspiration was creating a new path, being able to work and have income and be home with my daughter, knowing that I would be a single mom, knowing that that was the writing was on the wall. So, okay. Yeah. So it's just like a 10-year journey that technically the divorce was 6 years ago. Okay. But yeah, a lot has happened. What a journey it's been.
Yeah. It's so interesting. I think now being a parent myself and just thinking about, I don't know, I think I probably naively believed that a breakup or like a divorce was just something that kind of just, not you decide one day, but like I just realizing now, especially moms, all the stuff that needs to go into thinking about what that will look like, navigating parenthood as a single person. Like it's, I can't even fathom that. So it makes so much sense. There's so much thought that has to go into that of like, what is this going to look like? And obviously you want to make it as seamless as possible for your daughter as you're going through it.
Totally. Yeah. No mother wants to be in that position or make that decision. And so it was kind of a, you know, necessary step in my life in knowing it was the best outcome for all three of us, right? Yeah. For Charlotte, for myself, so that there would be peace and harmony outside of, you know, a relationship that wasn't working and, you know, trying every therapist in LA. But yeah, the journey has been incredible. And I wanted to come on your podcast and talk about it because I know so many women who are in that position, right? It's a challenging position when you have your whole life set up and now you have a child and the last thing you want to do is start over. And what's interesting about my journey and where I'm at now is it was the hardest and best decision I ever made for both myself and for my daughter because I'm now living my dream life, the dream life that seemed impossible when I started to take the steps to, you know, kind of end that chapter of my life. And I think a lot of women choose to stay in relationships that aren't healthy because they feel like there's not a way out. And so that's, you know, I want to share my story in the event that it will help a woman know that she has a way out. She's not stuck. That, you know, I didn't know how to build my own business. I never intended on building Miss Diamond Ring after my background is working at Harry Winston, working at Tiffany's, Van Cleef, you know, all the Rodeo Drive shops. And so, you know, I had Charlotte thinking I'd be a stay-at-home mom. And when I realized that, you know, the marriage wasn't going to work out and I was going to have to leave, you know, it was a mutual decision that this was not going to work, that I had to figure out what I was going to do. And so when I think about 10 years ago, me, Michelle, and all the things I didn't know and all of the fears I had and not even knowing how hard it would be, to be honest, but just knowing that I could find happiness, believing in this kind of pipe dream that I was like, I know that on the other side of this, that something better exists. Just holding on to that was what allowed me to take the step and learn how to build a business, right? Learn how to date in LA, learn how to raise a child, and kind of go through all the steps, but you just have to take one step at a time to almost like to step into that new life.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's so inspiring. And do you feel like where did that, because I just know so many people who are navigating the situation, they don't have that even pipe dream of hope to hang on to. Was that something that, where did that come from? Is that something you spent time thinking about? Was that something someone you really admire kind of gave to you? Where did that hope mm-hmm. that you were able to hang on to and use to drive you forward? Where did that come from?
So it came from women speaking vulnerably and openly about their story like I'm doing, which is why I'm doing it. Because if I didn't go, there was a retreat I went to when Charlotte was one, and it was Lori Harder's Bliss Project Retreat in Orange County. My very good friend, Rebecca, invited me and I went that weekend not knowing what I would experience. And there were several women who had shared a story similar to what I am sharing. And they're being on the other side of it, living a life of joy, of peace, talking about the adversity they went through, but just being profoundly happy and full of love inspired me. And then I started to think about the business I could build on my own. And it was just the seeds were planted. And I also had other women, right? It was always other women that supported me in sharing their journey and saying, you know, this is the life you can create for yourself. I wouldn't have been able to do that on my own. So it was honestly the strength and courage of other women sharing their stories and being vulnerable and open that allowed me to believe it was possible for myself.
I love that. And I think there's something really powerful about hearing someone else just share their experience, because it's not someone saying like, you need to, if you're not happy, you need to leave your, you know, leave your marriage, or if you should do this, or you need to do that, because that's, I don't know, I feel like that just can put so many people on the defensive. But just saying, mm-hmm. hey, this is what happened to me. Mm-hmm. This is the experience I had. You can identify with it. And then it's almost like they're giving you a permission to think in a new way, or think, yeah. okay, wow, I see her doing that. Maybe that's something I could explore. And even if it's not something that happens right away, again, like you said, the seed can be planted. And I always remember I had going through a breakup, I had a mentor say, if you don't feel any hope, you can borrow hope from me. Mm. And I'm telling you, I know you're going to be okay. Like, yes. I know for a fact you're going to be okay. And I think everyone should have someone in their life that when they say, I know you're going to be okay, you can believe it. And you can say, mm-hmm. okay, maybe I don't believe it right now, but I believe they think that way. So I'm mm-hmm. just going to hang on to that until I can have that for myself.
Absolutely. It's an expander, right? What Lacey Phillips talked yes. about. It's an expander. It's like yeah. having a few expanders is the thing that will help you grow and expand. So Marie Forleo did it for my business. You know, watching her, I was like, what is she doing? Maybe I could do that too in diamonds. You know, so that she was an expander in that space. Danette May was an expander in her personal story and all of that. And then a few other women, right? Ryan Haddon, who was kind of a personal coach for me and helped me. She created custom hypnoses that helped me retrain my subconscious and rebuild my sense of self-love and my belief that I could have a life of abundance and a very successful business. You know, Rebecca Caffiero, who had these branding camps with communities of women who you would sit and share your fears and your, you know, your dreams with, and they would believe in you. And so you believed in yourself because, you know, it's like, it was a really dark, low time in my life. And so you need support. You need support. And it's beautiful and powerful. I love women. I love how much we can empower each other and remind each other of our own greatness when we're at our lowest point. You know, and so I'm so grateful for the women that helped me get to this place. And I will always call them by name because they helped me change my life.
And that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I had Danette on the podcast. I love her and her story. Mm-hmm. So inspiring. And we've had one of Lacey's coaches on the show too, talking about expanders. And the thing that is so powerful, and I think a really big differentiator that I see between people who go through stuff like this, is I think a lot of the time you have two choices when you're going through something difficult. You can choose to feel like you're the only one experiencing the things that you're feeling. And mm-hmm. I think anytime we go through something difficult, it's just innately feels very isolating. But I think you can choose to look for the differences with other people. And therefore, when you're looking for differences, you're not really open to getting help because you think no one understands me. No one could mm-hmm. possibly give me direction to make myself better. Or you can look for similarities. Okay, maybe our divorce wasn't the exact same, or maybe we don't have the same business, but we're dealing with the same fears, the same anxieties. We're dealing with the same of these things. So mm-hmm. when you can look for similarities with people, instantly you're opening yourself up to not necessarily advice, but just hearing new experiences and trying new things. And mm-hmm. I don't know, I just see so many people who go through something and just decide they're the only ones that understand it. They're the only ones that can pull themselves out of it. When in reality, we really do need a full support system to be able to navigate something as difficult as a separation.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And there's no greater kind of existential fear than alienation. Right? To be alone, to feel excommunicated from, right? Like that's what happens when you go through a divorce, is new, right? A whole new life that you're building from the ground up. And when you feel alone, that's when you become depressed. That's when you become hopeless. And so to reach out and find connection with women who may not have the same story, but are going through the same journey, right? And you can do it together. That is so empowering. And it's so important, is that just knowing that every woman listening to this podcast, you're not alone, right? Like, it doesn't matter if you're 30 and you're going through a breakup, if you're 60 and you're going through a breakup, you're honestly where you're meant to be right now. And what you're going through is, I think, it's like a next step in your evolution. Because when I think about the pain that I went through in the divorce and in changing my life and rebuilding my life, it was the hardest, best thing that created my absolute dream life. And I don't say that lightly, but it required me to evolve. It required me to look at myself and ask questions instead of pointing the fingers at my ex, which is so easy to do, and which I did for many years. It's like all the fingers pointing back at me, really, you know, and it's not a self-hatred thing. It's like, well, what am I meant to learn from this? Like, what can I learn from this? How can I learn and grow? You know, instead of breaking up with my ex, I'm really breaking up with an old part of me that doesn't serve me anymore. I'm breaking up with a piece of me that didn't love myself. I didn't think I was worthy of like a healthy, beautiful relationship. And I didn't even know it, right? And so it's this evolution, and that happens through community and through connection. You actually can't do it on your own. I mean, I probably have like 20 different resources. One of them was Joe Dispenza, right? The community of Joe Dispenza, the community of Mind Valley. It was like, how can I learn all the things that I don't know, right? What is it that I don't know about myself? Being open and kind of humble and saying, and radically responsible for your life, right? It's easy to blame someone, but when you blame someone, you've given all your power away, right? Like, I took full responsibility for my life and all the decisions I made, and I know, and with self-love and self-compassion, I did that. And then I said, how can I build the life that I want? Right? What is it that I need to learn about myself? What is it I need to heal about myself so that I can love myself more to attract a more loving relationship? And that was the evolution. And that took a few years, but it was the most beautiful like process ever. That's what we're all meant to go through in different ways, whether it's a breakup, whether it's a job circumstance, whether it's a family issue. It's not about everyone else. It's actually about how you can heal yourself, create more self-love, more inner peace, and build the life that you're really meant to live.
Yeah. I talk about that a lot on the show, is this idea of taking responsibility. Again, like you said, it's not in a self-hatred way, but it is very empowering, because if you do believe that things are just happening to you, it can be very scary, because you feel very out of control. No one likes to feel mm-hmm. out of control. We all like to have some sort of control in a situation. And so if you can say, okay, yeah, maybe an ex did these things and it wasn't great, but mm-hmm. how can I see my part in it? And then mm-hmm. I can adjust that. I can't control, I don't have the power to make sure no one ever breaks my heart ever again. That's just, it's not in the cards, but I have the power to know what works for me, know that what I deserve in a relationship, and that can allow me to, you know, be somewhat safeguarded as I go into a new relationship. Mm-hmm. And I loved what you said too about that aspect of humility. And I remember I really used to think that the idea of being humble was basically hating yourself, you know, like not having self-esteem of like, oh, I don't think highly of myself at all. And it wasn't until someone said, no, being humble is being teachable and knowing you don't know everything and mm-hmm. being open to a new experience. And maybe it's a new experience of a relationship. Maybe it's just a new experience of yourself, or a new experience of, you know, different friendships in your life. So I really like that approach. And I want to, if we could go back to kind of the beginning after the divorce, how did you manage to show up for your business after, you know, going through the really mm-hmm. tough aspect? How did you show up for, because there's a lot of people here who are navigating separations with children. How did you show up for you, for Charlotte, for your business?
That's a good question. So some days I showed up for myself fully and some days I didn't, right? It's not mm-hmm. like healing and growth is not linear, and it's imperfect and I make mistakes. But I would say like I invested so much time in pouring into these resources outside of myself. So that was like, you know, because Charlotte was with me part of the time and then with her dad part of the time when she was with her dad, I would take that time to focus on meditation, to, you know, watch a Joe Dispenza course on you know, tapping into the quantum field, which I was like, what are these people talking about? You know, at the time, it's, you know, listening to podcasts like this, I had to rebuild myself with new information. I couldn't do the same things and expect a new person. I had to build new habits. And so I was exercising, you know, a lot of this happened kind of during the pandemic also, which was like challenging. Luckily before that I had tapped into a social network community called Ivy Club. And so I met a few girls who had also gone through divorce. And so we were a support system for one another. I have a personality type that is like, I don't give up. I got that from my mom. So it's like a high level of resilience. And I'm grateful to my mom that I had that. So it wasn't in my nature to give up on myself or this business. I had a dream, like, this is the business I'm going to build. I'm going to be a global 10 carat diamond concierge. It took me actually like a year or two to build the confidence to do it, because I didn't want a brick and mortar, because I didn't want to have retail hours. I did have like a good 2 years of like, you know, one step forward, three steps back, yeah. You know, in all these areas. And my daughter Charlotte was going through a lot, you know, in the transition. That was very challenging. She was also going through some health things. So it was not a great time. It was the hardest time dating guys.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Like, as a serial monogamist, like, I had never actually dated. So at how old was I? 30 something. I'm like dating in LA. And that was also heartbreaking because I hadn't healed myself yet. So I was like throwing myself out there and getting burned because I was like, you know, love me, you know, am I good enough? Not realizing that was the energy I was putting out there. I've always had that kind of like people pleaser, lack of boundaries, not knowing my self-worth. That was my issue to heal, was knowing my own level of worthiness, of being lovable at the deepest level. And I had a pretty normal childhood, right? Like, I've dug in, you know, to all of the things childhood. And so I know where all of these things have come from, but I didn't realize that I had to heal that part of me. And so the dating, when you haven't healed yourself, can also just bring out more pain. And yes. I was a magnet for a certain personality type of a guy, which is like a bit of a narcissist. And so I had to heal that part of me in order to start attracting a different level, right? I had to, like, the level of self-love that you have for yourself, like, as that grows, you become a magnet for that level, right? So if you're like a 4 self-love, you're going to attract, in, I believe, in most circumstances. That was my experience. I hear that experience for most women. And then once I became like a 10 self-love, like beautiful self-confidence, that's when I met Paul, right? Like the man I married 2 months ago, the love of my life, like the dream guy, truly like the dream guy. But back to, you know, like post-divorce, dating, building this business, being filled with self-doubt, right? Like having a child with high needs, it was very challenging. My mom was there to help me. You know, she would drive up from San Diego and she spent how many hundreds of hours like helping me. So I was lucky to have that support system. But I believe the thing that kept me going, because it's not like I was pouring into myself a 10 on every day. It was like, I gave like a 10 to myself on this day and like a 3 to Charlotte on that day. And then a 10 to Charlotte one day and then a 2 to myself. You know, it's like, but you're rebuilding and just forgiving yourself when you have a shitty day and starting over the next day and not living in the past, focusing only on the future and the life that you are building for yourself, almost having like tunnel vision and blinders, that is the thing that you have to do in order to rebuild a different, better, amazing life for yourself. If you live in the past, if you're looking in the rearview mirror and saying, I shouldn't have done this, he shouldn't have done that, and you're caught in fighting and all this stuff, that is such a low energy vibration. You will only continue to attract like negative, low energy things into your life, including business. So as I like worked on healing myself in all of these different ways, even the level of clients in my business shifted, right? Like, I used to attract like really challenging clients, like similar to the dating. And then it's like, as I shifted my level of self-love and knowing my worth and all that stuff, like the guys I dated or attracted were different, right? And so were my clients. And all of a sudden my business became more successful and, you know, all of these things started happening. So it's, you know, I think it's like your emotional state. The things you think about drive your emotional state. Your emotional state drives everything in your life. So it's like, yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I know that when I'm navigating a tough chapter in life, my self-care practices tend to go out the window. And unfortunately, I've learned the hard way that a hard time is exactly when I need to make sure I'm sticking to my self-care non-negotiables. Whether it's journaling, reaching out to friends, moving your body, or attending therapy, you deserve to take time for yourself, even when it feels like everything around you is a struggle. I love that therapy allows me to set aside time for me and forces me to focus on what I'm going through and myself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/heartbreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/heartbreak. I know after going through a breakup, your photos need to be replaced and memory lane can feel like a scary place to walk down. But don't forget that you still have so many people in your life who love you and so many memories that don't involve your ex. And Artifact Uprising is here to help you preserve your meaningful moments this holiday season. I have been an Artifact Uprising customer for years now, and I love that they have such high quality prints and beautiful books that are great for putting up in my home or giving as gifts. Just recently, I made a photo book with photos of my three boys from this year, but what I also made, which I highly recommend all of you do, is I made a book with photos of just my best girlfriends, which I now have on my coffee table. It's such a great way for me to see all of my favorite memories with the women in my life who are my rocks. So whether you want to put up some new photos with friends and family around your house, or you want to put together a book as a thank you for the people who are holding you up during this tough time, Artifact Uprising is the place to do it. Artifact Uprising makes it easy to tell your story. Through the end of the year, Heal Your Heartbreak listeners can give Artifact Uprising a try and get 20% off for new customers or 15% off if you have purchased before. Just visit artifactuprising.com and use code HEARTBREAK through December 31st. Hormones are the last thing you want to be dealing with as you're going through a breakup, but they can also be hard to ignore, especially during the time of the month. This is why I love recommending Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, which has truly become a phenomenon trusted by over 2.2 million customers, and a bottle is sold every 24 seconds. I started taking Hormone Harmony to help balance my hormones after going through 2 pregnancies in 2.5 years, and I've continued to take it because it's made such a difference in my PMS with bloating, irritation, anxiety, and all the other not so fun symptoms that tend to pop up. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code HEARTBREAK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code HEARTBREAK for 15% off today.
I feel like our brain loves to prove itself right. So it's if we think, oh, even subconsciously, I deserve this kind of I don't deserve this kind of person. I probably only deserve this kind of person. You're going to prove yourself right and end up in situations like that. And when you were just talking, I was thinking about, we just had Lisa Bilyeu on the show and she was talking about confidence and how so many people think confidence is just this thing that you have to, I don't know, portray. That you go to therapy and you portray, and just one day you're like struck with it, when really you build confidence through competence. And so I think a lot of people think, oh, I build confidence in myself by, I don't know, doing all the maybe traditional things of affirmations, which that stuff's great. But like also building a business probably gave you so much confidence in other areas of your life. Mm-hmm. So I think sometimes we think, oh, I want to get confident with men. It's like, okay, maybe, or, you know, or whatever relationship you're in, like maybe it's, I'm going to really put my best into my work and build things that way. Or maybe I'm going to train for a marathon and I'm going to put my energy into that. And that will mm-hmm. translate into other areas. I think sometimes we have it too compartmentalized, when in reality, it's, if you build confidence in any areas, it's going to impact your confidence in all areas.
Yeah, I agree with that. Taking action is key. I spent hours meditating, yes, and I spent hours upon hours taking action, right? I went out, I put myself out there, right? Business, meeting people, mommy groups, you know, working out, and just, you have to take action and try mm-hmm. new things, right? Like, also, what I will say is, I actually put this on one of my Instagram posts like 2 or 3 days ago, and it's about like what I learned in dating, which is, you know, we're all, once we recover from the breakup or from the divorce, we're like, okay, let me make a list of everything that I want. I want him to be this, 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 this. You make long lists and you're like, I'm not going to settle for anything less. Okay, that's good to do. It's good to know what you want. But an important component in that whole dating game is making sure that you are also offering the same things that you're expecting in the partner that you want to attract, because quality attracts quality. So if you don't have a lot going on, if you aren't happy in your everyday life, like how can you expect to attract someone at that same level, right? Someone who has a rich, full life that's happy, that is going to offer you a lot, you know, of amazing things. Like if you also don't bring that to the relationship, you're not going to be a match. Like subconsciously, there just will not be an attraction. So that was one thing that, like you're saying, taking action, Lisa Bilyeu is saying, like, you know, competence, like make your life interesting, not for another guy to be into, but for yourself. Like be interested in your own life, be curious, grow, challenge yourself, try new things. You know, you don't have to build a business, but like, I don't know, like build a craft, right? Like,
yeah, something that you can feel passionate and proud of.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. It doesn't have to be rocket science, right? It could just be learn how to put flower arrangements together, learn how to make meals, like do things that really make you happy, because again, that's going to drive a happy, high emotional state. And that's going to put you in a, like on a different frequency, on a different vibration grid where you're happy, right? Like you want to focus on things that, by the way, building the business was fun sometimes, but challenging most of the time in the beginning.
Oh,
now it's like, now
yes.
It's like a, you know, like a floating yacht on the ocean. I'm like, oh, but it was like, oh, it was a little dinghy, like barely making it like a mile out to sea when I first started. But that's the beauty of the journey, is like, you get to build it yourself, and it gets better every year. Not even just the business, it's your life, every woman's life. Like, just know that, yeah, it's like a tree, right? Like we are little seeds that have the capability of being like these big, beautiful trees that have, you know, different branches, right? Like the business is a branch of my life. Tennis is a branch of my life. My daughter, it's like, and those will continue to grow. And some branches you try and they don't work out, and that's okay. It's just a part of your evolution, your growth and your expansion. But making the effort and not giving up on yourself, and not giving up on yourself, even when you gave up on yourself yesterday, don't give up. Just
yeah.
Start over, try again.
I love that. I was laughing when you were sharing about like making the list. Cause I had, when I started dating again, after my breakup, I had like a mentor. She's like, okay, I want you to make a list of everything you want in a partner. And so I did, I made the list of everything I wanted. And she goes, okay, now you need to go through and write down one action item that you are going to do to attract that kind of person. And I'm like, oh, okay. So it felt like a little bit, you know, like a bait and switch, but it was so good because it's so true.
Yeah.
It's like, and too, I think as someone who relied on validation from a partner to solve the confidence issue in myself, I looked mm-hmm. back on certain relationships, and I remember writing, you know, so and so didn't validate me enough. And then I had to realize, you know what, even if they were to tell me every single day that I'm smart and I'm beautiful and they're lucky to be with me, I wouldn't believe it because I didn't believe it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only to be with someone who feels that way about you, but to feel secure in that,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that's really powerful, to be able to approach dating in that way, or to approach mm-hmm. relationships in that way. So, and I was thinking too, when you were talking, that I feel like there would be two ways that after going through your divorce, you would approach your business. You could look at it in the way of everyone's finding love. Because I mean, literally, you design
totally.
Engagement rings. Like,
oh, totally.
Everyone's getting their true, like, everyone's getting their love story, and I'm not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you could approach it in that way of being, everyone's getting theirs, and I'm not getting mine. Or, wow, there's love everywhere. Like,
yes.
Everyone's finding love, and
yes.
I get to be a part of this. And that makes me feel hopeful that that's there for me too. So there, like, I feel like there were so many forks in the road, and just choosing how you were going to approach things.
Mm-hmm.
And you took these
approaches that some people wouldn't, and it paid off in such a big way. I was curious, was that ever a struggle for you to be working with people who are about to get engaged and you're like, oh, cool, I just went through a divorce, you know?
You know, I had a few moments, I would say, where I was like, wow, I really fucked it all up. Like, I was like, wow, God, like these 23-year-olds, like finding love, doing it perfectly, like marrying the perfect guy. I'm like, wow, I really, really just, oh man, I took the wrong adventure on my choose your own adventure life. Like, I don't know what I did. But the truth is, like 90% of the time, every couple's love story inspired me. I was like, yes. That's like, I can tell, like, they are truly in love. They are deeply in love. Like, it's, and I would ask, that's my favorite thing. Like, I love making rings, but I really, really love love. And so I would talk to the couple and be like, how did you meet? Like, tell me how you met. And their stories were all so cool and so different, right? Like the twists and the turns, like, you know, couples in the Midwest that each have like four kids and they met each other. They're in their like 50s and they're like, we found love. I'm like, yes, this is so beautiful. So I had so many expanders. Every couple I did a ring for, they were an expander for me. So I had some moments of self-loathing at, like, you know, ruining my life. But then I was like, no, no, like, no. And a lot of the people who come to me, they come to me for their second marriage or their third marriage. And they're like deeply happy. Luckily, I was attracting, and I still do, the most incredible couples. You know, like, I know the diamond industry has a rap for being superficial, materialistic, and all that stuff. And I grew up with, you know, a mother, stoked mother from North Dakota who grew up on a farm. And so for me to land in this world, it's ironic, but it's beautiful, you know, like it's beautiful because of what it represents. It's
yeah,
like couples are coming to me and they're looking to create a work of art that represents their love that they're going to look at every day for the rest of their life. So I'm lucky to do what I do. I've had moments of judgment over it and moments of like, you know, I could have done something better, more meaningful. But what I've realized is that I get to bring the meaningfulness to my work, and I get to do it through the relationships. It doesn't matter what job you have, it's who you are and how you show up. And so that's been a process and evolving for me too, is like, why would I judge what I do? Like, I tripped and fell into the diamond industry like 15 years ago. Yeah, like almost 20 years ago, actually. So like, I don't know, I was kind of bopping around. I was working in luxury sales and ended up here. But it's like, if you work with people, like, you can change lives. It's that simple. Yeah. Or not even change lives, just do something, you know, have meaningful moments. So yeah, the industry is, and now I have my love story too. And it was worth the wait, right? At 40 years old, I met Paul, who happened to be from my hometown in Vista, California.
Oh, how wild. Okay.
Literally, we grew up 3 miles from each other, and his mother worked at my elementary school.
No way.
But we never met because when he was 10, he moved. We would have gone to middle school together. But,
how funny.
And we talk about it, like, had we met any sooner than we did, it probably wouldn't, you know, it wasn't the right timing, because he was, you know, building rockets at SpaceX and was not interested in like a, you know, he wasn't ready. And I had my journey, and the person I am, the person I was when I met him, was the best version of me that I ever could possibly be. You know, like, I became the pain that I went through. It was absolutely necessary for my growth and expansion as a person. And I don't regret it. I don't. And so, like, on the other side of the painful thing you're going through is so much wisdom and learning and growth and the most beautiful expression of who you can be if you have the right mindset. And yeah, that's not like bullshit. That is, it's true. It's here. Any kind of hardship you go through is here for your growth and for your learning. And instead of saying, why did that happen to me? It's, what can I learn from this? How can I build the most amazing life? Like, take this information and do that for myself. And yeah, even in Charlotte, like my daughter, it's, you know, it's painful to put yourself through divorce and only see her half of the time. And I now have a new outlook on all of this because she's learning a high level of emotional awareness. She's kind of an empath from all of this, but it's really beautiful. She's learning a lot about different personality types, and we talk openly about it. And she's learned and grown a lot from it too. And she wouldn't be here without my past relationship. And so it's all just meant to be. I really believe that.
The thing that I feel your
passion and your belief. And I hope people can feel it through this interview. But you're one of those people that, hey, if you're listening to this and you don't feel hopeful, like borrow Michelle's hope. Think of Michelle's story. This is a great, like what you said, expander story of, hey, what can happen? And I know there are people who are probably listening who are in the thick of it and are thinking, oh, that's great for her, but that can't happen to me. And again, it's like, it does really come down to the mindset of why couldn't it happen for me? You know, it can happen for anyone. I just like when people say, are there people that don't get over breakups? And my answer is always, I think the only people that don't are the people who choose not to. I think if you open yourself up and know, I can heal from this, I can move past this, and this things will get better. I don't think there's anyone who's had that approach and has not gotten over a breakup and have been able to find someone else. That's like my belief and the thousands and thousands of people I've talked to going through breakups.
I completely agree. I think it's a choice, like choosing peace in your life, choosing yourself, and not relying on anyone else to give you peace, right? Because you can't, they say circumstances don't make a man, they reveal a man, or they don't, you know, make a woman, they reveal a woman. So it's like you get to choose how you want to respond to where you're at right now. And the choices you make and the things you choose to think about and the things you choose to talk about will shape the next few years of your life. And everything you're doing and speaking and feeling is creating the next year of your life. And so being aware of the words you're saying, of the narrative you have around your life, because when you go through a breakup and you feel terrible about yourself and you feel rejected or you feel like you're never going to find love or you feel like you've ruined your life, it's natural and human to think those thoughts. The brain has a negativity bias, but it is, and it's hard to do this, but this is the thing you have to do if you want to build a beautiful life, is to change your narrative. Is to change the way you view yourself, is to change the way you view your circumstances, is, you know, we hear about focusing on gratitude and abundance and all this stuff, but it actually is like a mindfulness, is being aware of your thoughts and retraining. You have to like train your brain because it's going to go to the negative thought, and you have to, like, for every negative thought, I actually did this six weeks ago because even in my blissful dream life, I still have negativity bias over stupid stuff. And so I went through and I wrote every negative thought that I'm like playing through, ruminating in my head, because we all do it no matter how perfect our life is or how terrible our life is. It's just what the brain does. And I rewrote a new narrative for every single thing. And I read it every day. And it has shifted the way I think about those things, those people, those experiences. And even in my relationship with my ex, you don't have to rely on them being X, Y, or Z for you to choose peace or choose to be good. If they choose to be bad, your nature, you can still show up and be good. And you can make a relationship more whole by bringing more peace to the relationship. That is actually, like, we look at, you know, everything happening in the Middle East, and it's like no one is backing down because of the egos and the history and all this stuff. If one person just chose to forgive and create peace, there would be peace for everyone. And so it just requires one person to do that. It's not easy. It's not fair. It doesn't matter, though. It's like, would you rather be right or happy? Right. And so choosing happy and choosing inner peace, regardless of all circumstances, will create peace and happiness for you.
I love that. No, I think that's so, especially people who are navigating the co-parenting dynamic. I think that's really important. Well, this has been so inspiring and so hopeful. And I'm so energized by talking to you, which I love. And I feel very inspired, not even as someone who's going through a separation, but I really am energized by you. I love talking to you. So
I love talking to you too. So I'll give you myself.
Yes. Okay. Yay. I know we're close enough. Can you share how people can connect with you?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I'm mostly on Instagram, like all the time, because that's where my business lives. So Miss Diamond Ring, M-I-S-S Diamond Ring. I have a bunch of tutorial videos on YouTube. I actually want to create a channel just talking about this stuff for women.
I think you should.
Like, how do I weave this into my business? I'm still figuring that out. Like, because they're very different things. Like, yeah, that's it. You can reach out I run my social media. I'm not too cool to say hi and talk to anyone, like any woman out there who's going through a hard time. Just know you're not alone. I've been there. We've all been there where we've wondered why we're here, what we're going through. And on the other side of it, it is possible to literally step into your greatest life. So
amazing. Well, thank you so much, Michelle. This has been so fun. And I'm excited for people to hear this and be inspired too.
Thanks for having me, Kendra. It was so awesome talking to you.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you loved it, I hope you'll leave a review and share with your friends. If you're not already following me on Instagram, head to @yourbreakupbestie, where I'm sharing new content almost every day. To join our Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with thousands of people from all over the world going through breakups, head to the link in the show notes. And don't forget to check out my online courses for more in-depth help through your healing journey. I always end these episodes the same way, reminding you to be nice to yourself, stay connected with loved ones, and the biggest reminder is that this too shall pass. I promise.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.